My name is Marvin the Mix, and you are tuned in the local on KUMD. Thank you so much, Justin Wade, for joining us today. He's a local musician who's put out a couple of releases here in 2021, and we debuted them here on the local. Now he's here joining us on the show today. Justin Wade, thanks for joining us.
Hey, man, thank you for having me. It's honestly kind of amazing. I know I worked really hard, and I reached out to you guys, but being able to be on the air is kind of a dream come true. It's really a surreal experience for me.
Well, thanks for being with us. So I know you live in Duluth now. Are you from Duluth?
I'm not. I grew up in Grand Rapids, and then when I was 18, I moved to Colorado, spent a year there, and then from there, I sold pretty much everything I had. I kept my guitar, a duffel bag, and moved to Italy for a little while. Then when I came back from Italy, Grand Rapids wasn't really the move for me. There just wasn't a lot of youth my age around there or anything else, so I decided to move to Duluth because there's more people my age, more opportunity, and especially there's a little more of a music scene in Duluth. So that was my main reasons and motivations for moving to Duluth.
Nice. And we played a couple of your tracks, Daydream, Little Eyes. They sounded great. And to me, they sound like they have a flavor of like a G-Love or Jack Johnson, but I'm curious to hear what your influences are. I'd love to hear what influences your music and what you listen to.
Yeah. So, honestly, my influence of music, because I'm a musician, I love literally all kinds of music. A lot of my playlists are rap, John Mayer, Maroon 5, Machine Gun Kelly, some Audio Slave. I like heavier metal. I love hip hop, Oasis, Coldplay, like the variety that I listen to and that have been my staple kind of bands throughout growing up are so drastically different. It's weird the kind of stuff that I play now. It's a little more of like a Ed Sheeran-y, Jack Johnson, John Mayer, hip-hop beats kind of, I don't know. It's weird. And I'm still finding my sound, so this is all process. This radio station has heard my very first music that I've ever put out, so.
And what is your musical background?
So I grew up, I never was taught music. I don't know any music theory. I took a few music lessons and guitar lessons, but I never stuck with them. My dad, when I was really young, when I was like still an infant, 2, 3, 4 years old, would play drums with me. And that taught me rhythm from a young age. And then I kind of accidentally destroyed and knocked over his guitar a couple times when I was really little as well. So my parents bought me like a Walmart guitar. And since then, it's just been something that I love to play and love to do. And I've taught everything myself. I bought a computer with a DAW system and learned how to record myself and make EDM beats and drum beats and synths and everything. So it's just been a self-taught thing from the very beginning.
And so when we hear drums on those tracks that you've sent out to us, are those drum tracks or are they actually you playing the drums or somebody?
No, it's me. I do everything that you hear, that you've heard on the radio and everything that you will hear me put out is all 100% from scratch and that I've played.
Nice. And you're doing the harmonies too?
Harmonies, all the vocals are me, all extra guitar fills, drums, synths, that's all me. Mostly because I just don't have the money or resources to get anything else. So I kind of have to do it all by myself.
So when did you decide to become a songwriter? I know it's a kind of a process for a lot of people to put their music out into the world and have people react to it. Is there some kind of process? Maybe it's just COVID talking and like a lot of people have decided to become artists over the last year, but it sounds like you've been working on this for a while. What's the process been like for you?
And I didn't wake up one day and be like, oh, I want to be a songwriter. You know, certain things happened in my life, whether they were good or bad things. And the only way for me to really get it out was writing songs about it. Because I always played guitar, but writing was something that I'd never really done until I was about 17. So for me, I don't really communicate emotions, feelings, that kind of thing face to face with anybody. But it's easy for it to come out in music. And as far as putting it out for everyone to hear, that was probably the biggest hurdle that I've ever overcome in my life. The reason I did it was actually pretty funny. There were guys roofing our house, and they asked for some help one day. And I have a background in construction, and I hate it. And so I helped them this one day, and that day, after I was done, I was like, I hate this so much. I don't want to do this at all. And I went upstairs, I uploaded my song, my first song, which is called Room to Grow, which you guys haven't aired yet, but you totally can. And I uploaded it kind of in a like spur of just courage and no fear. And then that was it. I knew I had to get over that hurdle for everybody to hear. And later I regretted it because I was like, shoot, I just put out my song. It's not good. It's not perfect. I don't know if everybody should hear it, but it was too late. I already jumped it. I already made the hurdle. And since then, it's given me a lot of motivation. I've gotten a lot of positive feedback, a lot of support, and it's motivated me to do more and to keep pursuing this.
That is awesome. Well, do you think we could hear one of your songs right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So this song, I wrote about a girl, and it was kind of funny because I only met her a couple times, but I knew I wanted to get to know her better. Ironically enough, that's the person I'm dating now. And when I wrote this song, it sounds like I've been dating this person for a while, but it was kind of more of things that I imagined could be in this relationship. So, but now that I'm dating her, a lot of the things that I wrote in this song are very true about our relationship. So it's kind of funny how that all worked out. But this song is called Picasso Sunrise. My heart and I can't let her go. She's got a piece of my soul. I know, I know. And I can't let her go. And I know she's a real one. I can see it in her eyes. They look like a painting of Picasso sunrise. Picasso sunrise. My trust, stay in the morning. The silence gets boring without you. And be mine and rewind to that first day. I know you felt it. And don't play, it's no game. I think that I might be falling. I think that I might. Got little dumb things that sometimes annoy me, but the funniest thing is that's what I miss when she's gone. Yeah, that's what I miss when she's gone. And she's subtly different and freaking amazing. I don't like to say it, but man, she's changed me. Yeah, man, she's changed me. I feel it. She's got magic. So love me up and say my name, but don't break my trust. Stay in the morning. The silence gets boring without you. And be mine and rewind to that first day. I know you. It. And don't play, it's no game. I think that I might be falling. So love me up and say my name, but don't break my trust. Stay in the morning. The silence gets boring without you. And be mine and rewind. That first day, I know you felt it. And don't play, it's no game. I think that I might be falling in love. And there you go. That's Picasso Sunrise.
Awesome. That was amazing. Is that the first recorded performance of that song?
It's honestly not, actually. because I have like a lot of instruments. I have a drum set, bass, guitar, everything like that. And some of my roommates play. And I wrote that song. And I was like, you know, that would sound really good. Like I said, a lot of my music influence is heavy rock. So there's definitely a heavy rock version of that out on my computer. And that's how it originally started. But I wrote it just like you heard it.
Nice. Well, we'll look forward to hearing that final track once you get that. But it's nice to hear it here today. And this is Justin Wade that we're listening to here today on The Local, musician who's been here in Duluth for just over a year. And we love hearing him here on 103.3 KUMD. So can you tell us a little bit about some of your favorite musicians in the local area? You mentioned that there was the music in the scene here that kind of attracted you. Was there some artists in particular? Is there some artists you've been working with since you've moved to town?
You know, honestly, because everything's been shut down, I haven't had the opportunity to meet that many people. But one of the places I work is the Thirsty Pagan in Superior, and there's a handful of artists that play there. Like Stell plays there. He's been playing, I think, for almost 20 years around Duluth. He's super cool. Hodag and Hooch have been playing at the Thirsty Pagan, and I'm actually good friends with them right now. And besides those two artists, actually three, Hodag and Hooch is two people, but besides those, I haven't had the opportunity to meet anybody. But I would love to. I would love to meet more people and get connected with more people where I could play more places and everything. But yeah, being that this whole pandemic is going on, there hasn't been a lot of opportunity or openings for that.
Yeah, so what is the best way for people to find out what you're up to, hear your music, and connect with you?
Oh, good question. I have Instagram, but if you search Justin Wade, you'll find me on Spotify. I have two songs out right there. And I'm working on getting more and getting a little EP out as well. And then for Instagram, if you'd like to follow me on there, it is Justin_Fresh Flower. Because my last name is Fresh Hour. And then I've been given the nickname growing up Fresh Flower. So it's Justin_Fresh Flower.
Nice. One word. And one of those songs is a song called Daydream. And I just had to ask, are you a fan of that song, Daydream, by The Love and Spoonful?
Yes, that was part of the inspiration for it. I heard it on a commercial or something, and I started listening to it. And I worked really hard on making sure that it wouldn't be copyrighted. And I believe you have to have 4 or 5 executive words in a row. But also that song is so drastically different in many other ways that I didn't think that it would... that it would run into any copyright issues. So
nice. Well, yes, and
I love that song.
That is a great song. Nice. And so you haven't really, because COVID's basically happened, coincided since the time that you've been doing this, you haven't been out playing very many shows yet, but when you are out performing, are you performing mostly original songs? Do you work in some covers?
Oh yeah, I do. I perform with a loop station. It's a lot harder for me to reproduce all the electronic drum beats and synths that I do on Spotify. So what I do is I try and make up for that and live loop everything. So everything you hear, like a beatbox or a drum beat or other things, will come live out of a microphone and my guitar, all right in front of your eyes. And and I do covers. I try to redo covers my own way, and then I do a lot of original music as well. And the only place that I play right now is at the Thirsty Pagan in Superior. And if you want to know what days I play, it will be posted by them and also me on my Instagram account. And then the two shows that I have coming up right now are in Grand Rapids, actually. April 2nd at Clock House Brewery, and then April 22nd at the Rapids Brewery in Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
Thank you so much, Justin, for recording with us here today. Do you have one more track that you'd like to play for us?
I mean, do you want another track?
Of course, yeah. If you got it in, yeah, we'd love to hear it.
Yeah. Let me just, this is a newer one. All right, so Marvin the Mix asked for a second one. So this song I wrote just like a few days ago, and it's called Calculus. It's about a situation where... you kind of don't want to be pulled around and you don't really care much like what the outcome is, but you just don't want to be played with. You know what I mean? You don't want to be dragged around, kind of. So it's called Calculus. I hope you enjoy it. And it's brand new. Almost nobody has heard it. So...
figure out, I know you're good at calculus. You want a boyfriend, but you're kind of promiscuous. I'm not sure if I want to be yours. So if you want to stay, leave your bullshit at the door. And I know, it's wrong to say, cause it's your life, you can live in your way. But don't hit me up late AM, talking all that like I give a. And I don't care much about it. I know you do, but I doubt it. I'm on thin air thinking about it. I'm just not sure with you, cause I don't care much about it. I know you do, but I doubt it. I'm on thin air thinking about it. I'm just not sure with you. Figure it out, I know I say that all the time. Don't play games if you're trying to beat mine. I'd order food if it was down with you, but you're still trying to figure out what you wanna do. Don't say that, play it back, recap. Don't got money, but I'll give you my time. So if you see mine, my eyes to your eyes, maybe we can make a deal, but I don't care much about it. You said you do, but I doubt it. I'm on thin air thinking about it. I'm just not sure with you, cause I don't care much about it. You said you do, but I doubt it. I'm on thin air thinking about it. I'm just not sure with you.